In the first hour of our death series, The Reckoning, we met Dan Perotti. After years of living with congestive heart failure, Dan's health took a turn for the worse last winter. Here's independent producer Seth Jovag with the second part of Dan's story.
I met Dan Perotti in September of 2013 when he was 83 years old and stuck in a wheelchair. A clicking pacemaker in his chest kept his heart going, but he and his wife, Judy, were dealing with the fact that his medical options had pretty much run out.
I made the decision that I didn't want to continue just sort of living on the edge and in the hospital, out of the hospital, a burden on everybody. And
he signed a DNR.
Yeah, you know, I'm in the stage of being pretty much content with the decision to prepare to die rather than to fight to stay alive.
A month later, I was sitting with Dan and Judy at their dining room table. The autumn sun was shining through their windows, but by then, Dan didn't leave their home much. He needed help doing just about everything, getting dressed, combing his hair. I asked him how he was doing.
Yeah, how do you feel today?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
What's pretty good?
It means that I'm sitting up here. I had breakfast. I had help getting dressed. And I'm not out of breath, particularly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I want to stay up and function for a while today, anyway.
Yeah. I was thinking of, you can get that, sure, it's fine.
Hold on just a second.
No problem.
Hi, Shannon.
Hospice nurses stopped by regularly to help Judy and Dan.
Oh, and you're coming on Thursday? Okay, and do you know about what time? Okay, yeah, that's perfect. Wait, Dan is saying, what do you need?
Yeah, we're a little bit concerned about the tube, the catheter.
Can you wait till Thursday?
Yeah.
Dan said that he's a little concerned about the tube and the catheter, so can you take a look at that on Thursday? Okay, fabulous. See you then. Thank you. Bye. Yeah, that's the hospice call I was waiting for. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
They weren't seeing doctors anymore. There wasn't much the doctors could do for Dan.
Are you on a lot of medications?
Yeah.
Dumb question, I guess. I see that. Oh, yeah, the pill box over there.
Today is Tuesday, so we'll open up Wednesday.
Each day he was taking 10 pills in the morning.
That's Wednesday morning.
Four more at night.
14.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Are you on any pain medication?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't count. So wait a minute. So it's 14 plus 3 plus 3. So it's 20. 20 pills a day.
Yeah.
By February, things were worse. One night, Dan fell out of his bed and broke his shoulder. His kidneys were failing, too, and that wasn't just a problem for his physical health.
The kidneys are not able to filter out the toxins that are going to his brain, and so there are many times that he's quite lucid, and there are other times that he is not. He sees things that aren't there.
Elephants this week.
Elephants. You saw elephants.
I'm seeing.
A couple of weeks ago, you had black bugs crawling all over you. So, you know, he's hallucinating from time to time. Other times he's totally with it and cracking jokes. So his decision to think about dying in the next month is a decision that he's making, I think, with all of his faculties intact.
I don't know. Do you think you're ready to do that?
Yeah, I am ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Terms of shutting it all down.
Mm-hmm.
It's an experience that's growing on me and slower than I thought it might be.
What is?
The process of dying.
Is there any part of you that welcomes death?
Sure. I'm tired. And I don't know if welcome is the right word, but yeah. So in a way, I'm kind of interested to see how this is going to go. You know, what's going to happen next? I had this crazy vision one night when I was lying in bed that you could put a microphone in the casket. Well, you're laughing.
What would I hear?
Well, that's what we don't know.
Oh, I see.
Oh. But you could, even if it were just a grunt, you know.
That would definitely make the news. Yes.
You know, I think I must have been wondering, well, what would I say? What am I going to say when I'm in my casket? And then I'll, of course, realize that I won't be able to say anything because my vocal cords are going to deteriorate.
Maybe that's not the only reason you would be able to say anything.
Yeah.
Such a big decision. You know, this is a decision of life and death. And there's waffling, you know, I asked you the other day, and I said, what do you look forward to every day?
Yeah.
Do you remember what you said?
No.
The snow. It's not a lot, but it still gives him pleasure. Mm-hmm. So I guess, what is that tipping point when there isn't even the snow?
The snow is melting.
That's Dan and Judy Perotti talking with independent producer Seth Jovag. Their story continues in the next hour. If you can't wait, you can hear Dan's complete story all at once on our website at ttbook.org/death.